Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another podcast. I'm your host, Arsenio, as usual, and today we're going to be diving into something very interesting. Now, for some of you who have already listened to my podcast, you probably may have already heard in regards to, you know, my failed collaboration and stuff like that, which had happened earlier this year. But this one, it came full circle, and I think that failed collaboration ended up hurting my brand. A collaboration that hurt my brand overall. So let me just get you guys right up to things and let me just tell you exactly what had happened and what, you know, what you guys could basically learn going forward. Because there are specific people, you know, that have bigger organizations than yourself that says, okay, Arsenio, come on in, let's do some collaborations, help me with this and that and all these different things. And the next thing you know, everything goes kaput and silent. Not only everything goes silent with them, but in regards to students who will come to me. So I'm going to give you guys this right here. At the beginning of this year, I got huge shout outs from Sophia Bach. She's one of my previous students last year. Got a one-on-one on TOEFL. She's now at the University of Michigan. And so with these big shout outs, she ended up bringing me in a lot of students. But unfortunately, let's just say, three bad apples ultimately spoil a bunch. You guys already know I had a couple of students by the name of Carla. Some, and again, they were in bad places because some were going through divorces. Another was just a flat out bitch. And I was just like, you know what? Take your money back. Get the fuck out of my face. I didn't say it like that, but hey, let's just put it that way, right? But let's just, with all that crazy nonsense that happened, having really, I guess you could say, shitty students. Students who would just show up to my class and literally give me nothing, you know? Well, nonetheless, I went into a collaboration and I started doing these statements of purposes, right? And while doing them, I got a number of these these SOPs, and the majority of the students, they were cool and everything. But the next thing you know, I just remember right before my wedding, and considering that even before I got into that collaboration, the amount of students that I had, especially based on referral, was massive. So when you threw the SOP on there and everything, it's like, oh my God, this is actually really great. And let's just put it this way. There was a lot of miscommunication between me and the other folks, right? And I'm just like, hey, what's going on? What's going on? So it was right before the wedding that I followed up a lot of the different things that were happening. And then next thing you know, I end up hearing from two of my students, one, a current student right now, who's just whatever. But, you know, I haven't taught her in probably like 2 or 3 months or so. But there was another girl. Her name was Kamalita. And it's all good. You know, I say names. It doesn't even fucking matter. It's already the end of the year. So who really gives a damn? But it's crazy because with those two, one of the girls mentioned to the people I was doing the SOP with that there was a grammatical error. Now, you guys probably heard this on the previous podcast, and I was like, hold the fuck on. There was a grammatical error. Bullshit. You're saying this because of something else. Now, remember, there was another girl by the name of eBay. She was a little bit of a chatter. A chatter in terms of Arsenio, just to let you know, there are a couple of students who said that, they took classes with you, their score didn't go up, or you're irresponsible. And normally the person that comes to you with the gossip is the one doing the gossiping. And so that bitch ended up getting a 92, never heard from her again. And I tried following up with these students to say, hey, could you, write a testimonial, this, that. A lot of them are just fucks. And my wife is like, don't take it personal. You're trying to make things personal in terms of being close with them, but just understand that this is just a business acquisition for a lot of them. And so there were a number of students that I had at the beginning of this year. One's name, she's so such a fucking asshole. Her name was Ineska. And the reason I say that is because she ended up getting astronomical scores and just fucking disappeared. Didn't give me the little template, didn't write anything, no thank you, no nothing, just disappeared. And I'm like, man, I guess, again, I can't take these too personal and stuff like that, but whatever. Now, remember, keep in mind that these are all dentists. So going back to the whole SOP, When that ended up being said about me, I was just like, "Ex what?" And I'm like, "Okay, there are some women that do not like me. There are some things that are being said about me, and it's circulating. And guess what? Because all of these ones are dentists, I'm a little bit afraid. And guess what? Right after my wedding, it had gone cold turkey compared to what it used to be in the first 6 months. Coming into September, I'm just like, what's going on?" But I think the one that really ended up making me come full circle with everything that was happening was the fact that the consultations. Now, normally, this isn't 2020, this isn't 2021. When I have consultations, people normally buy, let's get it going. There was a girl, a lady from Venezuela at the earlier this year. She's Portuguese bred. Amazing. She's like, "Okay, yeah, send me all the details." She just totally disappeared. And I was like, that's the first time I ever had a consultation whereas someone just completely disappeared. Well, from August to about September, these people would just come on to a call. There was a guy one time. He came on to a call and he's like, "Oh, okay, Arsenio. Okay, I'm gonna message you right when I wake up and get this party started." He disappeared. I was just like, "Well, that is weird as fuck." Another girl's like, "Okay, all right, how much is this package? Okay, let me figure out what when's the test date." Disappear. There was another girl I had earlier, probably like mid-September, no, late September, I believe. She was like, "Oh, yeah, okay, so we're gonna do this, and I gotta prepare for TOEFL. Okay, tomorrow morning when I wake up, because I have a meeting, I'm gonna pay you." I woke up the next morning, no payment. I'm like, huh. But the thing is, she was referred to me by someone. The other guy was referred to me by the lady whose husband I used to do work with the SOP, the collaboration. And so I'm just saying to myself, what happened? Because at the beginning of the year, no one had problems paying. We can't say that money is an issue. There was another girl from Peru. She's like, "Oh, I heard about you through a WhatsApp group." And I'm like, "Oh, these WhatsApp groups, you never know about these shits. These are just time wasters in a motherfucker." And so she's like, "Okay, once I land in Peru in October, I'll message you." Get the fuck out of my face. All right, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. You know what I mean? And so this happened over and over and over. Now, again, I had a couple of people come out to me and stuff like that. And, it was like, "Oh, I was referred to one of my, by one of my friends." And they don't pay? And so I just started asking myself, I said, is it possible that they get on the consultation? They ask a couple of other people. Let's say they ask 10 people. One of them had to be one of those bitches from the beginning of this year, whether it was Carla or Carmelita, whoever the fuck those clowns were. What if one of them was it? And so I started asking myself these questions, and I'm like, you know what? I think this collaboration probably shot me in the foot. I really do. Because now I believe I have a negative stigma in the realm of all dentists. Although they came on for a free consultation and all that other bullshit, a lot of these people just disappeared. And so I started asking myself, like, oh my God, man, like, seriously, what am I gonna do now? That's probably the biggest step. So what did I learn from this? Okay, well, to be honest with you, I did a collaboration. Next thing you know, after doing the last SOPs, this guy ended up being quiet as fuck. He never sent me anything else. I remember in the last SOP I had graded for him, he ended up being unbelievably stern. And I'm like, oh man. He's like, "Oh yeah, he wants to know when he's going to get it back. Thanks. I'll pay you." And he paid me almost immediately. And I'm like, bro, what? What happened? And it's crazy because I got one girl. She still follows me to this day. I don't fucking know how. It's crazy as fuck. But she came to me and she's like, "Hey, can you do an SOP for me?" Okay, I did it. I wrote it up with her words. And she's like, "To be honest with you, I really didn't like it because it just felt like you just said the same thing that I said." Oh, yeah. Okay, check this out. Let me write it in the way I will. I'm gonna submit it to you. You send that to every university you will get in. Fuck off. I try not to take things personal, but some people are so motherfucking ignorant. To be honest with you, that probably was the nail in the coffin. So, if you were to say, Arsenio, damn, well, maybe you exhausted all your resources with the dentist from, let's just say, Venezuela. Let's just say the majority of the bane of my existence kind of primarily revolves around Venezuela. Although it was my alchemy, my El Dorado in 2021 when they would just follow me in these Facebook groups and stuff like that. And then next thing you know, I got referred over in the beginning of 2023 was an absolute fucking party. It ended up being my nail in my coffin in regards to Venezuelan dentist. Maybe a Colombian over here, a couple of people. So I had to tell myself, I said, Arsenio, it's time to learn marketing and stop relying on these sorry ass motherfuckers. Not to say that all dentists are bad. Not to say anybody with any specific career from any specific country is bad. But why put all my eggs in one basket? It's not that dentists are the only ones. They are a fantastic in the professional, the biggest market that I had ever had. But I need to expand more. Because it's dumb as fuck knowing that my entire year was based on word of mouth and I did not develop marketing techniques. So I went on the offense. I started saying to myself, okay, Arsenio, just act like the dentists are gone. Okay, yeah, they still follow me on on my Arsenio's ESL podcast. Some of them, a lot of them, I blocked the fuck out of a lot of them. I went through because every dentist that actually follows me, I always send them like a message, say, hello, how are you? A lot of them just read it and say nothing. And the next thing you know, these same people end up unfollowing me. So I hurry up and I find out who it is and I block the living shit out of them. Not only that, but it's freeing up a lot of space on my WhatsApp too. A lot of the contacts that I had from the beginning of this year and everything, even the people that, they came and then they bullshitted, for a day or 24 hours, 48 hours, I hurry up and block the fuck out of them too. So I said to myself, Arsenio, it's time to go on the offense because one, you're 35 years old. Why are you literally relying on just one small ass market that makes up probably not even 0.05% of what it's truly capable of? Get out there, start learning, stop being lazy, and start doing bigger things with even the podcast art, thumbnails for YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. So I did. It was the littlest things. YouTube thumbnail, Facebook video, cross-platform, going into a little TOEFL IBT group, asking people if they need help, they can message me. Try getting people and doing those little pre-rolls and post-rolls, telling people, listen, if you're watching me on YouTube, follow me on IG, that's where all the exclusive shit is. Hey, if you're on my Facebook page, you're wasting your time. Get on over there to IG, see where the madness is. That's where all my live shit is. Get on over there and communicate with me. To be honest with you, I have followers every day now. Guess what? They're dentists from Mexico and other places too. Pretty shocking. Next thing you know, a dancer from Taiwan. I think she followed my Facebook page. She finally followed me over here on Instagram just recently. And I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. A lot of people are coming over to my side of the world now. A lot of people who are in different markets are coming over to my IG now. I'm breaking into the market. I'm learning the different marketing techniques. I'm learning how to post routinely and spanning everything out for individual platforms. Listening to Brendon Burchard's marketing podcast, which is on Spotify. Literally doing the Influencer Pro. Paid $99 a year to do the Influencer Pro where he goes live. And he answers questions. It goes over a lot of different things. What's working, what's not working, do these things, do those things. Absolute game changer of humanity. So then it's probably towards somewhere in like, September, where I said, okay, I'm getting people. Hey, how do you know me? Spotify. How do you know me? YouTube. Okay. How do you know me? Still, some people talk about that collaboration that I used to do. But a lot of the time, they're time wasters. They're time wasters. They come on over, what happens, you're like, oh, he's cool. The next thing you know, all it takes is to go to one wrong person, a Kamalito or a Kalabuta. And next thing you know, oh no, I had him and I didn't improve my, you see what I mean? So how can I reestablish my brand? And how can I put, remember, I have a student. I had a student this year from Mongolia and Kazakhstan. Got them phenomenal scores. One went to Paris, the other one ended up doing her nursing to become a certified nurse. Like, baby, we in Central Asia. These are people who follow me on Spotify. Spotify was really big back in 2020, but not too big now. So that's exactly what ended up happening. And you know what? It was the best business decision that I ever made because finally I just stopped giving a fuck about the dentist, about just being around dentists, about the market that they were in, the market that apparently they said this or they said that, or this person out of 100 people said this, and people time wasting and coming on and saying nothing, blowing hot air. Hey, okay, I'm gonna pay tomorrow. They fucking disappear. I said, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I'm gonna do this bigger and better. So a failed collaboration probably ended up costing my brand, like my brand image ended up being tarnished based on miscommunication. I would say that it was from both sides, but then for my clients to go down significantly, it didn't make much sense considering what the first 6 months was all about. I said, okay, let me start from zero. I'm recreating my brand image. Fuck everybody, who I spoke to, who is time wasting, everything that happened throughout this year, fuck them all. Let's start something new. That's exactly what I ended up doing. So, people, to be honest with you, this is one of the biggest things that I, you know, ended up coming across, you know, in my lifetime, because I didn't think that something like this would happen. Something like, damn, I don't even have any students, no follow-ups. Or let's just say that the students ended up coming, but they never paid. They just disappeared. They were fucking time wasters. I haven't had that shit since the motherfucking, no offense, the Indians, the Afghanistans, the, you know, the Middle Easterns, a lot that, not North Africa, not Kuwait, not UAE and stuff like that. I'm just talking about like Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, not only you guys, but India, the biggest one. Those were always the time wasters because it was always like, oh, can I have free shit? Free shit. That was 2020. That was literally in 2020 when I had no one from the Middle Eastern countries literally listening to me. And it just feels like it's reminiscent and it ended up replaying throughout this year. It ended up being a common theme. So I had to say to myself, well, if these people don't want to pay 3 years ago, you could say because of finances, circumstances, and everything, whatever. But at the same time, you didn't really have yourself a brand. You didn't call yourself Arsenio's ESL podcast. You didn't have a podcast that was booming. You didn't have the resources. You didn't have a website. You didn't have any of that. Now you do. Perhaps you should start charging for consultations just to get them into the door, invest in themselves. That's something that I might have to start considering with all dentists because I wasted literally 3 hours of my life in 2 days giving consultations to people that ended up disappearing. So, you know what? Invest a little, $10, let's go. And I remember my wife told me at the beginning of this year, don't do that. They're going to pay no matter what. I said, who said? We now see that they're not going to pay no matter what. So get them to invest at least the initial, and then let's go from there. So that's what I learned throughout this year. It was good to get it off my chest. And that is the end. Over and out.